God, Jesus, light of the world. And I decided to do this. I let the kids fully follow God. And maybe Jesus, help me, Lord, help me.
For those of you who aren't fully awake yet, let me catch you up to speed. We're not waiting for the war to start. We're already at war. We're waiting for the first battle. That's what we're waiting on. And that feeling that you feel?
It ain't nothing!
Oh, God.
Jesus!
That's how the Patriots felt in 1776. Have faith.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus!
Yea. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
Well, the world is heating up, not physically, just information overload heating, and Fauci's being destroyed, Ray's exposed on election interference, Silicon Valley is going for Trump, rappers are going for Trump, FBI is worried about their future of the top 1%, the laptop from hell is making waves, the economy and Dr. Burke's actors are exposed. We're just getting started. Stand by for this and wait till the end for some insight into the evil forces behind all this, probably related to Genesis. Even Tucker brought that up. All right, here we go.
Interference this year? A yes or no answer will suffice.
Am I concerned about election interference? Yes.
The FBI would be in charge of investigating such a violation of federal law were it to occur. Is that correct?
So I guess it depends on the facts, the specific factual sense.
Here we have a situation that's unprecedented. No former president, no major candidate for president has ever been prosecuted criminally in American history. Yet now we have a situation where the incumbent president's major candidate, major opponent, is being prosecuted in five separate jurisdictions by Democrat partisan prosecutors, and all of this culminating right in the middle of an election season. Does that sound to you like coordinated election interference, or is that just a coincidence?
Well, I'm not going to discuss pending state criminal prosecutions. That's not something I would ever do.
Let me get more specific. What we saw happen last week was Alvin Bragg, who ran on a platform of getting Trump, do just that with a flimsy made-up theory and a criminal conviction. Just this weekend, the leader of the Soros organization came out and advised Democrats to repeat the slogan, convicted felon, so it could be imprinted on voters' minds. Alvin Bragg facilitated that imprint and did just that. Is that coordinated election interference, or is that just a coincidence that would happen?
Again, with all due respect, I'm not going to talk about...
Just days after President Trump announces that he's going to enter the election process, Merrick Garland appoints Jack Smith to prosecute Trump, President Biden's opponent. Is this coordinated election interference to go after your opponent in a federal election using the Justice Department to do it? When Letitia James was running for New York Attorney General, she campaigned to get Trump. Does it seem that using the criminal justice system for a political vendetta is election interference, or is that just a coincidence too?
Again, I'm just not going to weigh in on pending state criminal cases.
Who's going to investigate it? Who's going to look into this?
Well, again, I'm not going to talk about who we are or are not investigating, because that's not something that's appropriate for me under DOJ rules. I can tell you that we are going to do our part, and we have one part in protecting our elections from the threats that we have jurisdiction to investigate.
I just stepped through a number of situations where it certainly appears that there is a coordinated effort to go after the president's main political rival. All of it is coming together right at this point in time.
That's not appropriate for the director of the FBI to comment on.
Not appropriate to comment on. Yeah, these guys are being caught. Thank you, Ultra MAGA Party, always doing a great job putting these together with the music and more. convicted felon. That's what they want in the minds of the people. Well, we've got one, a t-shirt that we put together. Great work from Angie and Jamie putting this together for you guys. If you go to our andweknow.com or shop.andweknow.com, you'll catch this. I'm voting for a convicted felon this November on the back of a shirt with And We Know on the front left. You'll see that on your screen right there. Check this out. And I got a perfect video to play for this.
The left can praise George Floyd, a 9-time convicted criminal, and build a statue in his name. Then I can vote for Donald Trump, the convicted felon. If the left can forgive Bill Clinton for cheating on his wife, then I can vote for Donald Trump, a convicted felon. If the left can forgive Cardi B for roofing men and stealing from them when she was a stripper, then I can vote for Donald Trump, a convicted felon. If the left can slap Hillary Clinton on the wrist for making up lies about Trump and Russia colluding, then I can vote for Donald Trump, the convicted felon. If E. Jean Carroll can go around saying grape is sexy, then I can vote for Donald Trump, the convicted felon. If Joe Biden can forgive student loans, even when the Supreme Court says he can't, then I can vote for Donald Trump, the convicted felon. If Hunter Biden can bring cocaine to the Capitol and get away with it, then I can vote for Donald Trump, the convicted felon. If Biden, Obama, and Clinton can illegally spy on Trump, then I can vote for Donald Trump, the convicted felon. If the left can suppress Hunter's laptop and Ashley's diary, then I can vote for Donald Trump, the convicted felon. You see, the left thought that convicting Trump and making everyone say convicted felon repeatedly would damage his reputation. All they did was unite us even more and show us just how far they were willing to go to win. I truly believe the Democrats will stop at nothing to ensure Trump is not the 47th president. Nothing is beneath them at this point. So yes, although Trump is a convicted felon now, he will still get my vote. I don't care if I have to write Trump's name on the ballot. America needs to be fixed no matter what it takes. We need to make sure this election is too big to rig. I can't say it enough. Get out and vote. Take your neighbors with you. Vote. Trump 2024, baby. Let's go, Brandon.
All right. That was really good. And you can see on this shirt, in case you're looking at your screen, convicted felon this November. You have two hands behind bars. I'm voting for a convicted felon this November. Way to go. Always folks asking for things like this, and so they put it together quickly for you. Love it. And so we have this reminder from President Trump about what's been going on lately.
This allows millions of people into our country. Joe Biden's order is pro-invasion, pro-child trafficking, pro-women trafficking, pro-human trafficking, pro-drug dealers. And in all, it's really they bring death and they bring destruction into our country. It's really pro-illegal immigration. It's great for illegal immigration. It doesn't do anything. It makes it worse than what you have right now. By the way, if he wanted to close the border, I didn't have to go to Congress. I had the best border we've ever had. I had the most secure border we've ever had.
That border is a big mess. Of course, we know that's playing out day in and day out for Biden. In case you guys wanted to know, I don't like to show him too much, but Biden was at a Omaha Beach event honoring the 80th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. Old Jill, the wife, escorts Joe Biden away, leaving a seemingly perplexed French President Emmanuel Macron to honor the World War II veterans alone. Watch this. There he goes, running off the stage. Everybody else is running after him. And Macron's kind of freaking out a little bit, looking around, pointing at Biden, runs over and starts shaking hands with the vets. Yeah, way to go, Biden. Way to go. President of the United States, right? The actor, whoever's playing him, just runs off with Jill. They're having a hard time with him. He won't even honor our vets when he's supposed to. And I think I saw something else here. Yeah, so check this out. When he was at the event giving a speech, notice that as he turns around to salute
the American people,
watch this.
As Commander-in-Chief, it's the highest honor to be able to salute you here in Normandy once more.
So he turns around, he salutes. and looks around, looks a little confused, but somebody caught something interesting, Carly Bone. She noticed that nobody saluted back. Now, normally, I would assume that if it was, I don't know, maybe President Trump, and he turned around and did something like this, that they would all salute back. But this is huge, because many of them would salute back if they really cared about anything this man had to say or do. So anyway, that's a great catch there on that event, and we'll get away from him for a moment, but we're going to catch on to others that are waking up to this that will never salute him, and that would be Silicon Valley. California billionaire, founder of Oculus, Palmer Luckey, will be hosting a fundraiser for Trump in Beverly Hills. The event is likely already sold out, and VIP seats actually cost $250,000. On top of that, each guest already pledged to contribute up to $100,000. Trump will head there after the massive sold-out Silicon Valley dinner hosted by David Sachs and Chamath Palli. The Biden campaign is panicking so much that they are going to California after Trump. Wouldn't be surprised if Trump outrages them in the state with just one trip. This is something they can't afford. The worm is turning. They opened up Pandora's box. There's no closing it. You'll see over the rapper 50 Cent. What does he see?
Have you made a decision?
I haven't.
What do you think is the
significance? Thank you.
What do you see as the significance of African American men in this election?
Thank you, everybody.
Both of you.
I see them identifying with Trump.
Why do you say that?
Because they got RICO charges.
Yeah. Who do you see the African American men in this election voting for? Siding with. I see him with Trump. It's coming from a rapper, and that, I tell you what, those type of comments make waves. And of course, when Trump was on recently with Hannity, he was asked about the Judge Merchan sending him to jail once again.
You were asked about the possibility that Judge Merchan might send you to jail. You said something that really kind of got my attention. What did you say? That it didn't faze you in the sense that if that's what it takes, you don't have to be doing this. You could be playing golf every day and you probably wouldn't be charged with anything.
Well, I think I say it about almost all of these cases that are brought against me. They are doing it for the purposes of hurting a political opponent of Biden and trying to get him to win. And he's the worst president in the history of our country. But in the case that you're talking about, I said very strongly that I'm very proud to fight for our Constitution. And if that's what it takes. Everybody said, this is such a minor thing. You don't go to jail for this, all of them. But you don't understand what we're dealing against, Sean. We're dealing against a system that is so corrupt. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. I did nothing wrong in any of these things. I did nothing wrong. We did nothing wrong at all. And when you look at the analysts, whether it's Greg Jarrett or Andy McCarthy or Jonathan Turley or your friend, the great one, Mark Levin, Dershowitz, all of them.
Judge Jeanine said there's no case here.
Judge Jeanine was so incredible 2 weeks ago. She was unbelievable. She was angry. And you know why they're angry? Because they love our country and they see what's happening. It's totally unconstitutional what they've done. And if you look at the statements made by the people I just mentioned, and I'm not friends with any. I mean, I think they respect what I've done. They might respect me. They might not respect me. But they said there's no case. It shouldn't have been brought. And the way the judge charged the jury, told the jury, gave jury instructions, nobody's ever heard anything like that.
Yeah. How about that, huh? Always busy. I just find it amazing that President Trump can just jump around and go from one speech to an interview to another speech to another dinner. Just over and over again, he's just proving once again how crystal clear his brain is, how he's able to move, how he's able to play golf, and so much more. It just blows me away. And so, folks, just wanted to make sure that you understand that we're here for you, and we've got some other great things that'll help you feel much better. Okay, imagine you're at your doctor's office. Your doctor glances up from your chart and says, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it up. That's the Field of Greens Better Health Promise. Check out this customer testimonial. He said, I've been taking Field of Greens, and this is the second time my doctor has danced into the room praising my blood results. Credit where credit's due. That's Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected for a specific health benefit. Some support vital organs like heart, lungs, and kidneys. Others support metabolism for healthy energy and weight loss. If you're busy, don't get enough exercise, and you eat too much fast food, we'll take Field of Greens. Look, Field of Greens can't promise your doctor will dance into your room, but they can promise at your next checkup, your doctor will notice you've improved your health or your money back. I trust Field of Greens for my health, and you can too. Let me get you started with 15% off. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code LT. That's promo code LT at fieldofgreens.com for 15% off. Well, folks, I'm always looking for some humor if we go through so many things that are very difficult for many of us to grasp with as it gets so serious sometimes. But I thought you needed a little humor break here for a second before we move on somebody talking about President Trump.
Found guilty of 34 felonies, right? Don't, he'll twist it, man. He'll make it cool. It's fine. 34 counts. Nobody's done it. Nobody can do that. Nobody can do it. 34. It's never been done. Our numbers are so big. These are big numbers. 34. El Chapo couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. 22 times. What a failure. Guilty on 22 counts. I said, what an amateur. 34. No, we're doing better. Al Capone couldn't do it. 27 counts, which is really beginner stuff. That's beginner stuff. He couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. The Zodiac Killer. Can you believe this? 9 counts. I go, this is it. What is this, amateur? I don't know. 9 counts. The Zodiac. I call him the Zodiac Loser. That's what I call him. That's what I call. We are going to jail, and we are going to jail so quick and so strong, and nobody's going this quick. 2 days, we'll be there in 2 days. We're making felonies great again. That's what we're doing. I'll be out in the yard, right? The jail yard. Catch me outside. I'll be out in the yard. Shackles, these are going to be great shackles. Golden, we're going to get the golden shackles. Say Trump's yard right there. Trump's yard.
So I guess, you know, if you look at things at a different level, most of us are, you know, pretty much awake to what's probably going on, right? And just I always say probably because I want to believe in it 100% that everything's going to be fine. He's going to be in November 5th. It's going to be the greatest date in American history. I'm there with you. But I also don't worship the man. But I love the plan that's been put together, and I believe that it's biblical. I think what we're going to see is absolutely amazing, the exposure and more. And this exposure is being highlighted by the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, on the lawfare assault against President Trump. And his words on this are absolutely amazing.
What advice would you give to another former democratically elected leader seeking office who is facing jail time? Anyone, just yeah. If there was.
If there was a way to stop the candidacy, then he's probably in trouble. But if there's no way to stop him from competing in the election, all the things that they do to him will just give him more votes, right?
That seems to be happening.
Yes, I mean, either you stop the candidacy, or You let him be, but just, you know, hitting him with, you're just getting him, you're making the greatest campaign ever. I mean,
do you think they know that?
Some of them, some of them do, but of course the ones that don't, or they think that, you know, that's the problem with endogamous groups, right? Because they all, you know, yeah, so great, yeah, let's do it. And, you know, they're making a huge mistake. Huge mistake.
If you're a country like El Salvador, or really any other country in the hemisphere, including Canada, your eyes are on the United States because it's the dominant power.
Yes.
Obviously. But it puts you in a weird position if you're being criticized from the United States. So there's a congressman from Massachusetts, a pro-communist congressman called Jim McGovern, literally pro-communist, not an attack, just an observation, who attacked you the other day for daring to move a painting of Oscar Romero, is a Catholic priest who was murdered here more than 40 years ago in your airport, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
What did you make of that? It seemed like a pretty minute criticism, pretty small. Yes,
and we actually moved it to a nicer place in front. It's not like, you know, we moved it from a very nice place and we put it in some warehouse, you know, or whatever, some place that nobody
But what if you see. Did? It's your country, no?
Well, of course. But,
what?
But you can make the case as an art connoisseur. Yeah,
right. So anyway, they're gone on with that understanding that President Trump, it's a big mistake for them to go after him. And these guys that did weaponize this whole system against President Trump at the beginning, who probably thought they were going to get by with it, probably thought they were going to have a victory in the end. Well, they're freaking out now. Andrew McCabe, well, he's on full panic mode on the Communist News Network called CNN. And it's a beautiful sight to see.
It's great to have you here because few people know the inner workings of the FBI better than you do. And you've also personally experienced the pressure from Donald Trump. And when you see him promising this wholesale takeover of the Justice Department, I wonder how you worry about what that would look like.
Yeah, Caitlin, I mean, I worry a lot about it. And I think it's, you know, when you think about these things and you try to predict how Donald Trump is going to react or the steps he's going to take, you really don't have to go any further than listening to the things he says and does. I mean, his comments recently are offensive and horrendous, but they're not surprising in any way. He's been saying this for quite some time. I will be your retribution is his refrain to his supporters. So, you know him, you know what motivates him. He is not a person who is driven by principle or ideology. He is someone who's entirely transactional. And if he feels like he's been wronged in some way, then he focuses on revenge and vengeance. And so he's made it perfectly clear that that's what he's going to do. And in the process of seeking that, he is going to really, he runs the risk of really dismantling and greatly incapacitating the Department of Justice and the FBI. And that is something that Americans on both sides of the political aisle should be worried about.
Yeah.
We depend on those institutions to protect us.
What do you think it's...
And he is proposing to tear
inside,
them down.
What do people inside the FBI think when they hear a comment like that?
You know, it's terrifying. It's frightening. I have a lot of conversations with former colleagues, people who are or were in the intelligence and law enforcement community and may have worked in, you know, the Obama administration, other places. And, you know, people are really trying to assess, like, what is life going to be like if Donald Trump wins a second term? And on a very personal level, I mean, these are torturous discussions with their family members about whether or not they have to leave the country.
Have to leave the country. Why would you have to leave the country? What did you do?
To avoid being unconstitutionally and illegally detained. I mean, people are actually...
Oh, unconstitutionally, illegally detained. See, they're going to use these big words, right? These big adjectives to make sure that folks that watch CNN will think that President Trump's just a terrible guy for actually doing his job and making sure that the right people put into place to take these evil ones out.
They're worried about being thrown in jail or grabbed in some sort of extrajudicial detention. And I think, you know, as crazy as this sounds in the United States of America, I think people should really consider that these are possibilities. Listen to what the man says. He typically does what he says, as crazy as it seems.
Is it crazy to do what you say you're going to do? He calls that crazy.
That's really all the indicators you need.
What?
It's all the indicators you need. He actually is going to do what he said he's going to do. He's going to help out the American people. He's going to take out these folks who are basically sending all of our folks off to war. He's going to get rid of those that tax us to death. He's going to ensure that America's first. But that's bad. In McCabe's world and his friends, they're freaking out. They're in panic mode. And they, you know, these are terrible things that President Trump's going to do. Yet, what happens here? The judge ruled Thursday that Steve Bannon must report to prison by July 1st. Well, Bannon was sentenced to October 2022 to serve 4 months in prison and pay a $6,500 fine for contempt of Congress, but his jail term was postponed at the time while he appealed. So, of course, Peter Navarro's in prison. Trump's about to be sentenced, right? He's sentenced, and Bannon's being ordered to surrender for his prison sentence. The former deputy director of the FBI warns America that Trump might use the DOJ to go after his political opponents. Imagine that. Huh. And so we'll head over to, let's see Steve Bannon, what he has to say about all this.
Okay, thanks. I've got great lawyers, and we're going to go all the way to Supreme Court if we have to, but I want to say something specifically about the Justice Department. Merrick Garland, Lisa Monaco, the entire Justice Department, they're not going to shut up Trump. They're not going to shut up Navarro. They're not going to shut up Bannon, and they're certainly not going to shut up MAGA. If you look right here, you reporters, in the 2.5 or 3 years we've been here, look at the rise of MAGA. Look at the rise of Donald Trump. If the election was held today, according to Harry Enten over at CNN, President Trump would win in a landslide. All of this, besides the major legal issues that have to be addressed, all of this is about one thing. This is about shutting down the MAGA movement, shutting down grassroots conservatives, shutting down President Trump. Not only are we winning, we are going to prevail, and every number and every poll shows that. There's nothing that can shut me up and nothing that will shut me up. There's not a prison. There's not a prison built. There's not a prison built or a jail built that will ever shut me up. All victory to MAGA. We're going to win this. We're going to win at the Supreme Court. And more importantly, we're going to win on November 5th in an amazing landslide with the Senate, the House, and also Donald J. Trump back as President of the United States. Thank you very much.
Boom. All righty. Thank you, Lisa May, for posting that video clip. Moving forward with all of this, if you're staying up to date with these intel drops, I think they're absolutely amazing. Grasshopper, I like the way that they use the markers and how they mark it up and remind us these timestamps and more. 14-34-58. If you go to 34-58, where President Trump actually dropped a poll, Donald Trump's at 56%, Biden's at 37%, and Kennedy's at 2%. That's the 2024 presidential election winner poll. It's moving. And so if you look at 34-58 and 14-32, floods coming, future proves past, you'll notice all of this about the D-class coming. If Mueller defers to the original report, but the fake news pushes a false narrative knowing majority of the public did not watch the actual hearing, will AG Barr be forced to declass all documentation, full public awareness of the truth? Rapid fire, flood is coming. Be ready for Mueller. Be ready, JC, James Comey, I believe. Be ready, traitors and all. Thank you for playing. Remember, the FISA goes both ways. All of this is playing out. And then, of course, Trump on Hillary.
And I said, wouldn't it really be bad, you know, with like, as an example, Hillary, with the hammering of her cell phones and all of the things she did. But wouldn't it be terrible to throw the president's wife and the former Secretary of State? Think of it, the former Secretary of State, but the president's wife into jail. Wouldn't that be a terrible thing? But they want to do it. So, you know, it's a terrible, terrible path that they're leading us to. And it's very possible that it's going to have to happen to them.
It's possible it will happen to them. So if that's what they want to do, it's terrible to throw somebody in jail, a president. Well, imagine the president's wife or Secretary of State. I mean, they're going to have to go to jail too. Oh, this boomerang effect is just amazing. It's playing out for all of us to see. Conoco the Great, the FBI just admitted in court that Hunter Biden's laptop is real. 20 minutes of Joe Biden video, U.S. intelligence officials, and the American media claiming that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. Let me just play a few of these.
And tonight, the Trump campaign is accusing Twitter and Facebook of censorship after the social media companies blocked the spread of an unverified story about former Vice President Joe Biden's son and a laptop allegedly full of his old emails. It's a story raising concerns about whether it's real or just designed to sow confusion in the final weeks of the election.
Experts say it has all the hallmarks of information laundering.
This looks like your classic disinformation campaign.
Eric O'Neill is a former FBI operative.
Steal the information with a cyber attack, get the emails from Hunter Biden's account, and then put them on these laptops that are left at a repair store. And that's how the information is now laundered into the public.
Notice they said former FBI.
What do you think is behind this?
Well, the Russians would be my number one guess.
Social media.
The Russians. And folks, this is 19 minutes of just one big mainstream media lie after another. I mean, they were all in it together to make sure that everyone believed that Biden's laptop was from Russia. So if you want to watch that video, go below the video. I put almost everything that I'm sharing today in links. You can just click on them and share them yourself. So the FBI has had possession of Hunter's laptop since December 2019. Leading up to the 2020 election, Twitter and Facebook censored the Biden laptop story because the FBI warned them of a potential hack and leak operation targeting Hunter Biden. The FBI knew that Hunter's laptop was real the entire time. October 2022 published a Polo, remember? Marco Polo published a 640-page report on the Biden laptop that meticulously documents 459 crimes involving the Biden family and their associates. Oh, yeah. That report provides evidence of Foreign Agents Registration Act violations and money laundering, tax fraud found on Hunter's laptop. So, Paramedic showed us on October 15, 2020, the intelligence community labeled Hunter Biden's laptop as Russian disinfo. That day, every YouTube account that reported on Q was systematically banned. Today, the laptop was admitted as evidence in court. So are they going to bring my YouTube channel back? Because, you know, they knocked me out. We had 440,000 plus subscribers on October 15th, 2020. Never forget that day. We were taken down because we are Russia disinformation with Q. How can they? How can they just take you down? Are they going to bring us back? Probably not. Probably not. And that goes us into something that I thought was amazing. Another great connection when President Trump dropped at 1504. Wonderful Georgia poll. Trump up 49% to 44% and more. Well, if you look at the timestamp, that's more important. 1504, access kills, Gmail drafts. They all had them. Treason. They're going to convict HRC. Clinton, remember President Trump said, no, it'd be terrible if she is put in jail. Why did the entire Hussein administration use private emails? What a wonderful day. A wonderful day. And so if you go to 0403, reverse that to 3040, promises made, promises soon to be kept. Has the President of the United States made an assertion that didn't end up being proven correct? Change we can believe in. Let freedom ring, and you've got all of those traitors behind bars. Folks, we're at amweknow.com. I don't want you to forget that. You can find us anytime you want at that website, Truth, Hope, Faith, and Freedom. You can go there and contact us on the contact button. Send us your picture. Send us an email. Let us know what you think or anything that you might have. You can also find us, all of our social media there, and you can actually go shopping at shop.amweknow.com. I received this photo, really good one and note. I thought I'd send a pic of my mom, almost 94, and me just before Mother's Day this year. She frequently says she'd like to kick Joe Biden in the butt. This usually occurs after reading the weekly Epic Times newspaper cover to cover. She is a strong believer, follower of Jesus Christ, who lived her preteen and teenage years in Nazi-occupied Holland during World War II. She has amazing stories to tell and was very vocal about it happening all over again when she was locked up during 2020 in her senior living apartment building. She refused the jab at every turn, thankfully gave all four of her grown children the courage to do the same. Look for me on the cruise, LT, my husband, Brad, and I. So that's Anne Marie. Thank you so much for sending that photo, folks. You can have the merch also with And We Know All Things Work Together for Good, that new merch. And don't forget that we have that wonderful shirt at shop.amweknow.com. I'm voting for a convicted felon this November. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I ask, what actual evidence do you have as opposed to allegations to show to the American public that would merit an actual impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden and prove that today isn't just about some of you?
Oh, I don't know.
McCarthy for the sake of enacting political revenge.
This isn't about political revenge.
Political revenge. Question from the media, right? Because House Republicans issued a criminal referral against James and Hunter Biden alleging false testimony. And here's Representative Scott Perry ripping the reporter apart.
Have the bank accounts. We can see, ma'am, you can see that the homes that the Bidens own can't be afforded on a congressional or Senate salary. You also understand that it's not normal for family members to receive millions of dollars from overseas interests. Those things aren't normal. That's not normal to have 20 shell companies. These things are not normal, and it alludes to not only just widespread corruption, but money laundering, if not influence peddling itself. And we also have the president, or the vice president at the time, on record saying that the prosecutor was fired. Well, son of a bitch. The prosecutor was fired, right? Because the prosecutor was going after the company that his son was working on. That's what we have. If you can't see that, if you are that blunt, look, I'll turn it over to the attorneys.
So you had to get that out.
It's because you don't report on it.
Yeah, they don't report on it at all. So moving forward, of course, we see this all playing out. New criminal referrals from the leadership. The committee attached to this letter referral for criminal charges against Hunter Biden and James Biden under 18 U.S.C. 1001 false statements and Hunter Biden under 18 U.S.C. 1621 perjury. We see all of this. Well, it's interesting because Stormy Joe found this, the Q4423 Delta. That's right, Delta. That means it landed June 5th, 2020. Here we are all the way to 2024 on the exact day. You follow the pen. Have you not been following? Have you not been following? Because now the pen is showing that it's all coming together. The date that they warned us about probably 4 years ago is happening now. As the attached referral shows, you see the pen. Hunter Biden and James Biden made probably false statements to the oversight committees and the Judiciary Committee about key aspects of the impeachment inquiry in what appears to be a conscious effort to hinder the investigation's focus on President Joe Biden. So they continue to install these folks one after another. We see that the lawyers for Donald Trump asked a New York judge to lift the gag order imposed on him in the criminal hush money case, citing his opponent, President Joe Biden's 2024 election campaign, gloating over his guilty verdict. That was posted on June 5th, 2024. Well, 4 years ago on June 5th, what happens when the gag order is lifted? Case dismissed. On the cue board. I'm not done. Be all you can be. We're at the final level. Isn't that exciting? Just love this one coincidence that falls together after another. Coincidence would be Mexico electing the first female president. Yeah, 37 candidates were actually assassinated. That actually ran for the leadership of Mexico leading up to Claudia's win, Claudia Sheinbaum. Amazing. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink didn't take any pictures with the 37 candidates who died, but he took a picture with Claudia. You know, BlackRock, look at the what they own. They own Amazon, PayPal, Walmart, Exxon, Pfizer, P&G, CNN, MSNBC, pretty much own it all, right? And, of course, if you look at this candidate, the one who ran and won, Sheinbaum, she's a liberal scientist, also a feminist, Jewish, and is pro-LGBTQ. She was responsible for implementing a gender-neutral policy for school uniforms. And all those 37 candidates, gone. Assassinated. And I had a picture of her. Oh, yeah, there it is. Here's a picture I wanted to show you. Notice the new president of Mexico. Notice the flags behind her. Isn't there supposed to be a Mexican flag somewhere in the setup? But no, there's the LGBTQ and all the pride flags and more. Just shows you that they had this all planned out because, remember, The Economist had the World Ahead of 2024 magazine out. Remember, they told us what they were going to do. And there's somebody that looks just like old Claudia. side profile. See that? Somebody with the hairpiece just like that with the little ponytail. It matches on the magazine. I'm showing that on the screen. They know. They play this out for all of us to see and more.
You went on to say that certain members of this committee and the Oversight Committee are seeking contempt. You're aware that a majority of this committee has marked up a contempt resolution, aren't you, sir?
Certain members includes the majority, yes.
It's a big difference, isn't it, sir? Isn't that significant? The fact that a majority of the committee charged by the Congress to inquire into the grounds for impeaching the President of the United States has issued has marked up a contempt resolution. That's more important than certain members, isn't it, sir?
Majority.
Institutionally, more important.
A majority has sought contempt, yes.
You said that you will not be intimidated. Are you the arbiter?
I'm sorry?
Are you the arbiter, the decider of whether or not those tapes will be provided to this Congress at the instance, at the subpoena of its committee to investigate the president? The
Constitution requires me to protect the separation of powers.
Well, let me ask you this question. What happened to Peter Navarro and Steve Bannon when they decided to defy a subpoena of the Congress?
We received four referrals, criminal referrals. Two were prosecuted, two were not. The two that were prosecuted, as the published court opinions make clear,
what will happen to you if our decision is based on?
May I continue to answer?
No, I know what happened. You know what happened too. They're in, Mr. Navarro's in prison. What will happen to you if your sole determination that you're not going to cooperate with this committee subpoena is?
Back to the two people you asked, the court made clear they did not comply in any way, did not even appear, and second, there was no executive privilege. Neither of those is true in my case.
If a future Department of Justice follows the facts and the law, as you're fond of reciting, even to the point of prosecuting a former president, then if your decision is baseless, you should be prosecuted, right?
That's right. You should be prosecuted. So he doesn't want to live up to the very law that they're using to go after Bannon or Peter Navarro or President Trump, but he can do whatever he wants and break the law. We're fighting against much evil out there, especially with the border. Tucker Carlson, remember, he interviewed the most popular elected leader in the world, El Salvador, right? We have the full interview below the video. All you have to do is check it out. The photos that you're looking at were captured in an El Salvadoran prison, which houses many MS-13 gang members arrested under President Nayib Bukele's watch. Since taking office in 2019, he has completely changed El Salvador, transforming it from murder capital of the world to perhaps the safest country in the Western Hemisphere. So what did he do about this, and what is his core belief? Check this out.
MS-13 is one of the major gangs.
And they are satanic also.
That was my question. So very
I'm
little...
Sorry.
No, but I...
They are satanic. Spiritual warfare.
But I hope you will explain it, because very little has been written in the West about this.
They're satanic, yes.
But actually, literally, can you explain?
Well, they didn't start as a satanic organization. They MS-13 started in Los Angeles in the U.S. because Salvadorans weren't allowed to sell drugs by the Mexican gangs. So they created a gang that was called the 18th Street Gang, because they basically wanted to sell drugs in a street that was 18th Street over there. But then division started they started dividing themselves and started infighting. So they created the MS-13. And then the MS-13 started outgrowing the other gangs, and they started exporting the organization to other parts of the U.S. And when Bill Clinton decided to deport those guys, he didn't tell our government at the time, I'm deporting this criminal. They just, send them here. And they came, there were few, but unchecked. At the same time, some laws were passed to protect minors from imprisonment. And of course, gangs used that to recruit 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds. So at the beginning it was some youth causing harm, assaulting, you know, trying to control their territory, selling drugs, things that are bad, but, you know, probably not critical. But they grew, and they started controlling territories. A few years later, they were actually a huge international criminal organization that they have bases in Italy, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, the U.S. Basically, a lot of major cities in the U.S. will have strongholds of
right outside Washington, D.C.
Yes, of course. And you have in Long Island and yes. You know, in L.A. It's a huge criminal international organization. So so they grew and they started, you know, killing more people to get territory or to fight against rival gangs or to, you know, collect debts or, you know, money or whatever. But as the organization grew, they became satanic. They started doing satanic rituals. I don't know exactly when that started, but it's well documented.
Yes.
And we, in our arrest, we've even found altars and things like that.
Yes, I've seen them.
And so they became a satanic organization. And even when you, sometimes when you interview gang members that are in prison, they would say, I'm out of the gang. Of course, they're in prison, but they would say, I'm not a member of the gang anymore. And when they asked them why, I remember the news outlet that made it this, but it's a, you know, very well-known news outlet that made this interview with a gang member in prison. We allowed them to go into prisons and do the interviews. And the guy that they asked him, how many people have you killed? And he said, I don't remember. You know, he didn't remember how many, probably 10, 20. He didn't remember. And then they asked him, what is your position in the gang? He explained how he went up in positions, but I left the gang. I said, why did you leave the gang? And he said, well, because I was used to kill people. But I killed for territory. I killed to collect money. I killed for extortion. But I came to the, you know, to this house, and they were about to kill a baby.
So he'll get into details with that. We don't need to go further, but you'll see that they get into the sacrifice of babies. They say why? Because they have to give it to Satan to get the power that they need to move forward. And those are the ones that are being shipped into America. And that's why President Trump warned us over and over again.
Gang member, these are the worst of the worst, was sentenced for helping lure a teenage boy to a playground, beating him in the head, and brutally stabbing him 32 times.
Yep. He knew the satanic rituals playing out every single day. And it's border crisis that's hitting all of us. And I tell you what, these guys have some major skin issues for sure. You'll see these tattoos all over their face and more. If you guys have some skin issues, here's something that might help you out. Well, are you looking for a product that will leave your skin feeling refreshed, radiant, and oh so calm? Look no further than the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser. This isn't just your average cleanser. It's a moment of tranquility in a busy world. Infused with soothing ingredients, the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser gently removes impurities while leaving your skin feeling nourished and balanced. Whether you're looking to pamper yourself or searching for the perfect gift, the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser is the answer. And here's the best part. For a limited time, you can get 20% off the entire Charlize store when you use the code LT at charlize.beauty/LT. That's charlize.beauty/LT. So what are you waiting for? Treat yourself or a loved one to the gift of radiant, calm skin with the Charlize Calming Facial Cleanser. Go in the description box below and click on that link today, charlize.beauty/LT. Get your 20% off.
I'm here today to do what the Republicans in Congress refuse to do. Take the necessary steps to secure our border.
In no way should it be described as shutting down the border.
There are a number of exemptions for this.
This is not going to stop or slow the up to 1,500 migrants per day who are being released into the country by showing up at a CBP port of entry with an appointment on a cell phone app called CBP One.
quite skeptical that this is going to have any kind of immediate, widespread, dramatic impact on the border, on the number of migrants who are crossing the border, and on the number of migrants who managed to stay in the United States.
It also exempts the controversial program where up to 30,000 migrants per month are flying directly into the United States from foreign countries via a mass parole program the Biden administration has put in place.
Essentially, we're back to doing something that looks like an election year ploy.
Unaccompanied children and minors are not touched by this executive order. So that's going to raise concerns about possible child trafficking.
This encourages drug cartels to take advantage of those kids, does it not, sir? This was actually green lighting and say, oh, God, but we can use these kids as pawns to get what we want.
So we are talking thousands of people coming into the country every single day that is left completely alone.
This entire issue was started by this administration. Day one that this administration took office is when we saw the numbers.
How is that not a come on in sign?
So the Biden border crisis will end January 20th, 2025. That President Trump put that out for us as a reminder for all to see. And so I wanted to move into something here that I thought was pretty cool. This guy sent his tax return off to the IRS claiming a lot of dependents. Find out who he claimed.
So I just got my mail and I got this letter from the IRS. It was my tax return that I filed 3 weeks ago whenever I sent it in. And they sent me a letter back saying that it was unacceptable and that I had claimed the wrong amount of dependents. And so I called them today. I said, I don't understand what you're saying. I said, I only claim those that are dependent on me. I've got 9.5 million illegal immigrants, 1.5 million crackheads, 3.4 million welfare bums, 80,000 criminals, and 650 idiots in Washington, D.C. Did I forget someone?
Oh, that's good. Anybody else file dependents by the millions that are depending on us and our tax dollars? Donald Trump Jr. posted this: Trump economy versus the Biden economy. You've got R2, D2, and you've got the Biden economy. It's basically a trash can. Central banks are turning cautious on China's yuan, the keen on dollars and gold. It's interesting because we've had several interviews with Dr. Kirk Elliott week in and week out. We have another one coming up this Sunday for June 9th, but I want to just remind you June 2nd was a very good interview also. We got into the House passing the bill to prohibit the CBDC by Federal Reserve. What's really going on? We're going, you know, basically get into that. And some warning sent to us across the pond also.
Now, granted, he's just a banker, right? But it would be the second largest bank in Russia. That would be like Jamie Dimon of JP Morgan Chase almost. Like, it's like, who does he talk to a lot? The president, right? Because it's right. One of the largest banks in North America. Same thing with this guy. And he knows what Putin wants to do. He wants to de-dollarize the world. He's very well informed on all of that. And so here's his quote. He said, I am thoroughly convinced that America is inevitably headed for a serious economic crisis. The amount of debt currently held by the U.S. today has reached inconceivable astronomical levels, and the dollar's monopoly on a global stage is the only thing enabling the Americans to maintain such a level of debt.
So, and we know .com/gold, you can reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott, have the same conversations I have with him week in and week out, and you'll learn a lot more about all of this control that they're trying to bring to all of us. This Sunday, we're going to be talking about all the chicken farms that are being burned down, the amount of things that are going on with this bird flu that they're trying to push on everybody, especially this one, Liz Churchill, if it means saving lives, arrest me, because 194 WHO countries are agreeing to arrest citizens who oppose the bird flu vaccine. There's a media blackout. That's right. So go ahead and arrest us. Rest us for telling the truth and trying to save lives. Somebody that was trying to save lives back in the day when we went through the pandemic is a reminder for all of those that continue to attack President Trump on all the issues that he had to face back then with the pandemic. Let's have a reminder here of what he tried to tell us.
And I hope they use the hydroxychloroquine, and they can also do it with Z-Pak, subject to your doctor's approval and all of that. But I hope they use it, because I'll tell you what, what do you have to lose? In some cases, they're in bad shape. What do you have to lose? It's been out there for a long time, and I hope they use it. And they're going to look at the, with doctors, work with doctors, get what you have to get. But we have it stockpiled, and it's we have a lot of it. One of the reasons that I keep talking about hydroxychloroquine is that the question that nobody ever asks, and the question that I most hate the answer to, is what happens if you do have a ventilator? What are your chances? And I just hope that hydroxychloroquine wins.
He talks about this for several minutes, over and over, letting us know he tried to let everybody know, hey, get hydroxychloroquine. That's going to help you. It's going to fix all of this. And he went over it over and over and over. And you can see Dr. Birx in the background when he did this. And she's just start freaking out. She's clenching her fists and her teeth and looking around like, I can't believe he's about to do this, after they probably warned him over and over, don't talk about it. And there's the Birx that they're giving us now, the Dr. Deborah Birx. Check out what she looks like. Do you see anything different?
We're not testing to really see how many people have been exposed and got asymptomatically infected. We should be testing every cow weekly. You can do pooled PCR. We have the technology. The great thing about America is we're incredibly innovative, and we have the ability to have these breakthroughs. We could be pool testing every dairy worker.
Test every dairy worker. Test millions of cows in U.S. weekly. From this person who seems to think that she's Dr. Deborah Birx. If you look at this video on your screen, 3 years apart, look at the Dr. Birx on the left from 2020 and look at the one on 2023 on the right. Notice anything different? I sure do. A completely different person, probably mask wearing or just somebody who's playing the central casting role. And so where's the real Dr. Birx? Well, probably doesn't agree with anything anymore that's going on, and so they have to bring in somebody else to push this whole test of millions of cows in the U.S. Weekly and more. And speaking of all that, the Fauci guys and more, former Fauci advisor David Morenz is killed in a murder-suicide in Pensacola. Yeah, just got to keep that thing going, right? And so President Trump's been warning us over and over again what we're dealing with, and I want to make sure you guys hear this.
I love this country. I don't want to see this country get into a nuclear war and be so badly damaged. What we say won't matter. This won't matter. This place won't matter. Nothing will matter because practically nothing's going to be here anymore. The level of power, the level of power with the weapons and the weaponry, that's real weaponry. That's worse than the weaponry that we were talking about a little while ago. This is the ultimate. This is obliteration, maybe world obliteration. And we have a man that is not capable of even discussing it. He talked the other night about that nuclear doesn't matter so much. What matters is, think of this, global warming. The only global warming that matters to me is nuclear global warming, because that's the real deal. He said it's an existential threat. He loves the words existential threat. That global warming is an existential threat. And he doesn't know why. What is it? It's weather. And I'm all for that. You know what? I'm in a certain way, in a very powerful way, I'm an environmentalist. I want clean air. I want clean water. But this is not the existential threat. Tomorrow, we could have a war that will be so devastating that you could never recover from it. Nobody can. The whole world won't be able to recover from it. And he's talking about something in 400 years from now, the oceans will rise by an eighth of an inch. Look.
How about that? All of these things that they're doing to try to take out our country and more. And I happen to see some other ways that they, you know, I've talked about this over and over again, on different substances they put in front of us day in and day out. And I want you to make sure you know that in the United States, certain things are presented to us in our food system. Kellogg's is getting sued, bringing attention to the truth about the toxic chemicals in most cereals, especially in the U.S. market. I find it interesting that many of the cereals that we see in America, they're banned in other countries. Check this out.
So Kellogg's is getting sued, and it's because of the BS ingredients they put in the American versions and don't put in the Canadian or other countries that have banned these nasty, nasty Frickin' petroleum dyes. Yeah, I said it, petroleum, like oil. Same with polyester, and a lot of the things we consume or wear are actually made from oil. But if you ask me, honestly, it's really not even Kellogg's fault because the FDA allows this. No, I'm not saying it's right for them to put in Red 40 and all that other gunk instead of just vegetable coloring. It's almost like, can you blame them? If they're gonna allow you to do it and people still eat it up and that stuff makes them like basically addicted to it, you want more money? You're gonna put the junk in there. Oh yeah, and by the way, if you haven't watched Gary Brecka's podcast on Joe Rogan, which I highly recommend, then you wouldn't know that folic acid in this vitamin B12, which is probably the cyanocobalamin, which is actually cyanide. And then with folic acid, like 44% of us have the MTHFR gene, and that means we cannot process this and we have awful reactions. You can totally find the full clip on him talking about folic acid too, by the way, because it's crazy. And I've already posted the one on the cyanocobalamin. But yeah, if you needed more reason to not buy Kellogg's and also just to like actually take control of your health, let this be your sign, because this is exactly what these companies do. They're just going to give you.
So all of this playing out day after day in our food system. I think I found another one here for you to learn about Coca-Cola.
A 5-year, $1.1 billion deal with Microsoft. 5 years ago, it was
activity globally. Using Azure Open AI service, Coca-Cola is currently exploring the use of generative AI-powered digital assistants. Now, did you know they have found nanotechnology in Coca-Cola and in Pepsi products? Have a look at this.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The biodistribution study in major organs indicated that the NPs were easily accumulated in the digestive tract, and they were able to...
And so I just want to make sure that you know this battle that we're facing against these folks that are coming out on the news stations, sharing information to try to shut us down, sending in people into our borders, into our country to attack us because they worship Satan. Bringing folks into power that were already preordained. They told us through the magazines and more. And the biggest threat that seems to be facing all of them is this one man who they're trying to put behind bars, hoping that will work, and that's President Trump. All of us have a duty to stand up for the truth. To watch people wake up day in and day out is quite amazing. And we have a lot of prayer ahead of us in this spiritual and information warfare. Let's continue.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for all that you continue to do in and through our lives. This information that plays out day in and day out, especially with these deltas that we talk about through intel boards and more, we get excited about. We know the most important thing that we should strive in reading is your word, your love letter to us day in and day out. And thank you for the comfort that it brings us, the rest that it brings us, and more. We do need continued protection from the enemy. You know that. You know the enemy is attacking us from all different ways, through our bodies, through our borders, through our nations, through our politicians, and so many other places. It would just be absolutely amazing to see them taken down, and taken down swiftly. We hope and pray for that. Until then, we ask for protection of those on the front lines battling this enemy. We ask all this in the name of our Savior, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your support and your prayers and more. Please hit that follow button, subscribe button if you would, and the like button, and give us your thoughts on all of this that's playing out and some things that you might have noticed below the video with your comments, all right? Again, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.